Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this Wednesday, August 7th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Maloff, here. We're welcoming into the studio not only our good friend, Sheriff Sean Becker. Sean, it's always good to see you. Thanks for being here.
Hey, great to see you. Pleasure to be here.
Want to thank our friends from Wisconsin Rapids Community Media as well. Do yourself a favor. Go to YouTube. Type into your search bar, Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. Subscribe to their page. Keep up to date on all the great work that they are doing over there. We appreciate the gang there. Sir, I know we got a bunch of different places to go here. We've got not only a retirement and raffle to talk about, but a couple of other things that we'll do over the next hour.
Yeah.
But if you don't mind, I wanted to kind of start off with, as we're getting into the tail end of summer,
yeah.
I kind of did a little bit of a survey and talked to some people in the community and asked around, and I got this vibe and impression from people that it's been a bit of a calm summer.
Yeah.
Now, we're saying that as citizens, certainly not in the position that you and many are in the community and everything, but I was curious from your perspective how you feel like summer has gone.
Yeah, law enforcement-wise, for the most part, I would agree, you know, and how I can gauge that is based upon all the community events, you know. That's the summer is just packed with stuff from, you know, the beginning of June with Dairy Fest and all the dairy breakfasts, and then, you know, you get in July with the ski show and other events throughout the whole county, and you know, gauging those, and I can compare going back in the day when I started here, how a lot of those events were and how busy we were. It's not like that anymore, really. You know, something could happen, you never know, and we prepare for it, but overall, you know, just thinking back of this whole summer, James, it's been pretty calm, and that's great, because that gives the community the opportunity to go to all the events that are, you know, going on throughout the whole county. You know, recently we had Vesper Days, then we had the ARP and tractor pulls, obviously the ski show that we'll talk about, you know, the 4th of July, you know, like I said, the Dairy Fest, that whole month of July, having the dairy breakfast pretty much every Saturday, you know, kicking off up in Marshfield, and it's been a, you know, a great summer. And for me, it's over because football season started yesterday.
Yes, yes, yeah. And we're going to spend the next hour talking football.
Well, yes.
I know we'd love to. That'll be another show. We'll get to that show. Maybe when you retire, we'll get to that show or something.
Well, it's not going to happen anytime soon.
No, 50 years from now.
Well, let's not go that far. But anyway, no, I appreciate you bringing that up, because there's a lot of events, and I'll start with the ski show weekend. You know, normally what's happened now, it's not, people behave out there, which is great. You know, we'll get a couple of incidents here that are very minor, but we work through those, but it's been a great event for the community. What always seems to happen is weather. You know, we always have a weather event, and this year for the ski show weekend, it was gorgeous weather. It wasn't crazy hot. They had a little bit of a weather event as they started to set up the weekend before, but the host team, the Aqua Skiers, the Parks Department, Chad Schooley, everybody worked through that, got everything set up, and boy, it was an awesome weekend. It really was. Spending a lot of time out there, people enjoyed it. The community enjoyed it. We had one incident in the beer tent that we staffed that area with our part-time deputies pretty much throughout that whole ski weekend. And there was a three-month-old that was in distress, and the mother or some family members had, you know, waved over our part-time deputies, and Deputy Hoffman ran over there and helped out, began CPR with this three-month-old, you know, back blows, clearing the mouth, and then the infant started breathing, but it was pretty traumatic for everybody for a short time. But they stepped in and did what they needed to do and helped out that three-month-old. And the three-month-old is doing fine, you know, so they really stepped up. I think there was a misunderstanding with some people on what CPR is, because we got kind of questioned on that. But, you know, back blows and, you know, clearing the mouth and doing the ABCs, it's all part of CPR. And that's what you know, this young deputy that's just starting his career out, you know, with our part-time program, most of the people that we hire, we know they aren't going to be with us very long because they want to get into a full-time position. And he jumped right into it, and I'm really proud of him for doing that. But you know, other than that, you know, a couple of small things. You know, our host team, always got to give a huge shout out to the Aqua Skiers. once an aqua skier, always an aqua skier, and proud member to be at least had the opportunity to ski with them. They had a great show. They they took third at state, and a big shout out to Kelsey Sox. She's the show director, and that's stressful. you can ask her, but they put on a great show, and very close to taking second.
Yeah.
Just a couple of things here and there that if it would have gone a different way, I think they would have really competed well for second place. So a huge shout out for them and the host team that they do so much to make that event happen. Yeah. I mean, their involvement, they're kind of like the nucleus of, you know, they have a hand on everything that's going on, mm-hmm. with the vendors, you know, again, working with Chad and the parks department and all the other teams, you know, coming here and helping coordinate that. My daughter, Jordan Moon, is a assistant or a co-show director, you know, big shout out for her and Aquascare. You know, just the what it takes to put that event together, and it's been going on for over 50 years. It's one of the highlights. You know, it's personal, obviously, for me, but just to see how many thousands of people that come to our community and enjoy Lake Wazicha, and you get so much positive feedback from it.
I think I know, living in the area for long enough, how much people love their home teams, including the aqua skiers, and that. But the event itself is such a personal event, and people love in this area so much, and it's such a signature event for our community and everything. And I'm glad we got to that, because it's part of the reason why I asked how summer was going from your perspective, in part because, one, we don't get to highlight good stories very often, and we try to do that a lot over here and at this program. We also wanted to note it just because I thought it was interesting. But also, one thing that I've talked to actually our last three mayors about, and I've talked with many people in our community about, something that all rural communities are trying to do is not only keep the people that are in their community, but bring new people in.
Yeah.
And we have these signature events that do bring in people from all over the country, literally all over the country, coming here just for our water ski show tournament or some of these events. And how we treat each other and how we treat them is a strict correlation to people looking into this area. Right. It doesn't mean they're going to move here just because of a water ski show, but it is one more thing that adds to that, where, well, their crime isn't so bad there. Their schools are good there. Yeah. Like, these things all add up. And so when we do this stuff, not only does the water ski show add to our economy in this community, it could be adding to the future of our economy with these things. So when we're not knuckleheads, we treat each other good in these events and do this on a daily basis, these are the kind of things that can better our community, not just us getting along. That's certainly number one on the bulletin board. But these other factors are key to bringing in new people and keeping the people we have.
Yeah. No, you're spot on. I got the opportunity to take part in a live interview out there, and when I was getting interviewed, that was probably something I didn't bring up. Hmm. It was the person that was interviewing me from Florida brought up the same exact point that you did, and we talked a little bit about, you know, the changes, like I alluded to when I started here. Ski show weekend, we had all this overtime planned, and, you know, we had to empty out our jail because we knew we were going to fill it up just with whatever might happen throughout the weekend, and it's not like that anymore. And that's something to brag about, you know, quite honestly. You know, as a young officer, you're like, okay, I'm busy. I'm having to deal with people that are doing dumb things and getting arrested or cited. Now it's fun to brag about that, how the event has changed so much when you hold some accountability on people coming to the community that are participating on, you know, whatever ski team they might be on. Now there's accountability. If you do screw up, you make mistakes, and it's going to cost not only yourself being part of the ski tournament, but your team. And that was a big change that happened several years ago. Mm-hmm. That I got to shout out Scott Mahaka. Yeah. He retired, but he was, you know, working with the aqua skiers at the time, the parks department, and just say, hey, what changes can we make to at least, you know, calm us down a bit. And then that was years ago, and that was a big change. And then, you know, I think, you know, looking at the other events, you know, and comparing to, you know, calls to service when, you know, Vesper days, you know, they'd have Vic Ferrari come in, and then we would be very busy, unfortunately, you know, as far as law enforcement dealing with either fights or underage drinking or things like that. And now some of those events, they just quit doing them. Now they're bringing them back. And for me, it's like, you have that knee-jerk reaction, like, oh boy, we better have a lot of presence out there because of look what happened in the past. But what we're seeing now is people behave, they're out to enjoy the events, and, you know, we're just there to make sure it's being done safely. And, you know, Vesper had a couple hundred people out there enjoying what they're starting back up. And, you know, we had no incidents out there, probably too many people to, for honest, honestly, that some people have mentioned, well, you got so many cops around here. And I hope that people understand it's set to bust people. It's to make sure the event goes off, you know, safely. And, but that trend has been going on, I think, the last, you know, several years, you know, Auburndale Music Fest and, you know, their softball tournament, you know, they would hire us too, to be out there just to deal with any issues that might come up, but that's trended in a different direction. And that, you know, for law enforcement, that's awesome. You know, people are out there enjoying, you know, these events. They showcase our entire county. You know, when you could look at, you know, something on the weekend, almost every weekend in, you know, the whole summer, there's something going on in Wood County you can go to. I mean, you really don't have to go up north.
No,
you know,
no.
There's something you can do and enjoy, and I think that's pretty cool.
With and certainly a shout out to the changes that the Water Ski Show Tournament made and those rule changes and some other things that have gone in the community and some of these events. But so much of this has happened organically too, where the community, just people, we didn't all get together. All right, we're all going to be cool now. Like it just, it happened kind of like over that time. way over time. That's a credit to everybody involved as well.
Agree. Yeah, totally.
It's pretty cool. We had a really cool conversation last month with a good friend of ours. Scott was in, and we got a chance to really talk with him and wanted to send him off as well.
Yeah, thanks for taking the opportunity to have him come in on the show. It was his off day. I'm like, hey, would you mind, you know, before you pull the plug here, you know, come in and have a chat with James and just reflect about, you know, yourself and your career. And I was I'm really happy you gave him the opportunity to do that. Scott finished with the Sheriff's Department last Monday. Tough. It's hard for me personally to see him go because of the friendship impact that he has. But one thing I will say, you know, friends last forever. You know, coworkers don't. You know, that kind of comes and goes and makes me feel a little old since he started after I did. But he had a few years of experience down with the Rome Police Department, and you know, he did start with the Wood County Sheriff's Department as a part-time deputy, as I talked about. It used to be the reserve program, but then, you know, that led to, you know, full-time employment, and then, you know, he took the opportunity to come here, and, you know, he rose up through the ranks as a leader, and, you know, he's a big part of our special response team. In fact, he's probably through his, you know, almost 20-year career with the Sheriff's Department, part of the team, you know, that whole time, and then he was leading the team. And he's one of those leaders you go out there and you respect because, you know, he listens. Mm-hmm. He listens to other people. It's not all about himself. You know, he thinks of others before himself. And I always say, when people really embrace that, you know, you're going to be respected by many people like he is. And going to miss him, but, you know, one thing I can brag about him is he's smart. You know, he looked in the future. You know, he said, okay, my law enforcement career, I don't really want to leave, but realized, hey, it's time. You know, I get it at that age that, you know, I can take a look at what other opportunities are out there. And he set himself up really well. You know, drones became a thing, you know, probably about 10 years or so. And he took that project on. He said, hey, that can be an asset to law enforcement agencies when it's very new. And we decided, okay, let's do it. You know, we made that investment in drones, and he oversaw that whole project and learned from it, you know, got some certifications, got the experience, you know, and then that led into a company that, you know, he formulated with or put together with his neighbor Drew Swindorski, and they put this company together, and now they're out, you know, not just, you know, looking for, like, down deer and stuff like that. That's part of his company, but, you know, spraying crops and stuff where you could start doing that instead of hiring a crop duster or something like that. So very smart.
Fair.
Where he set up himself, hey, what's the next step? In fact, I don't think he got a day off.
I think he
was done on Monday, and I think he was working the next day. So, you know, I applaud him for that. You know, you know that's one thing in law enforcement. We can retire at a younger age. Once we hit that 50-year-old mark and you have, you know, at least 20 years in, you've got a pension coming. Because the unfortunate fact of the matter is we don't live very long. But if you, you know, you retire and then you set something up to do right away, that's good for you mentally, especially if it's something that you've got a true interest in and what Scott does. So I really applaud him for that. You know, like I said, you know, coworkers come and go, but friends last forever. And that's one thing I can say with Scott that, you know, I can give him a call and just to BS and talk about life and how you're doing, that kind of thing. And that's what I'm really looking forward to as we move forward. But again, thank you so much for giving him the opportunity to come in and talk about himself and his career. He's not one to brag. I'm sure you figured that out.
Yeah, yeah.
But a great leader that we'll miss. Replacing him, you know, I hate to say that, but we just hired Mariah Matthews. Another person I like to brag about. Her dad, John, works for us, and that's not why I'm bragging. But, you know, once family, then and you talk to, you know, Ted Ashbeck, and then Teddy is his son we hired. You know, that's pretty cool when you see, you know, your kids want to partake in this career, this profession, where they've lived it. You know, they grew up in it as a family, and then, hey, that's what I want to do. Yeah. You know, even when a parent might try to talk them out of it,
right.
They still circle around and they come back. No, this is what I want to do. I want to serve the community. And where I like to brag about Mariah, she started her full-time career. Started with us part-time, got hired full-time at the Rome Police Department, put some time in there, and then wanted to work for a larger agency. And her number one agency was the Wood County Sheriff's Department, which is awesome to hear. But the Plover Police Department hired her full-time, and where, you know, Mariah just screams integrity is this. When she applied and interviewed with Plover Police Department, she didn't know where she was at on our list. I mean, she knew that she was on our eligibility list, but we had no openings. But she told their police chief, Ryan Fox, a good friend of mine, that, hey, I'll accept your job offer, but I want you to know that if Wood County calls me, I'm leaving. How honest is that?
Yeah, that's great. That is really cool to hear.
You always talk about integrity, and, you know, especially in law enforcement and public service, you know, you say integrity means, you know, you're going to do the right thing when nobody's looking. But here, you know, obviously that's something she practices, but here's something she says to a prospective employer. And I give Ryan a lot of credit. He goes, well, okay, I'm still going to hire you, and we're going to try and change your mind.
Right on. Yes. Yeah.
It didn't work.
No.
So I like to give him grief about
but
that.
I like his intent. I like where he went with that.
No, I'm still gonna, and you know, got a lot of positive feedback about Mariah for the time frame that she was at Plover Police Department. So we're very fortunate to have her. I mean, you know, going back, you know, when I started the career, it was so competitive, and we've talked about this before. Mm-hmm. Where for one position, especially in central Wisconsin, you're competing with hundreds of people. Mm-hmm. Now it's just kind of flipped. Now we're kind of fighting over, you know, good candidates to work for us. It's different. But
yeah.
But again, for Mariah to be honest and not tell people what they want to hear, but say, no, this is where I'm at. This is the profession I want to be in. But my number one department that I want to work for is the Will County Sheriff's Department, and that came together. And I'm really, really proud of her for saying that. I'm looking forward to her having a long career here with the Sheriff's Department.
We welcome her in, and looking forward to maybe even talking with her sometime or something.
She's lucky. I didn't find her at. at the department, because I probably would have brought her.
I do want to note one last thing about Scott, because he also, not only was he helping give me and our audience a lot of insight into certain things he did for the department, but to the drone point, there were things that I didn't know about drones until Scott started talking about them, and it was so cool to talk with him about that and see his excitement of it. It was really our honor to be able to have him in and talk with him, not just this last time, but over the years, and talking with him. And it did, when we were talking, him and I, the last time he left, it got me thinking about this. And, you know, in my position and Joe's position at Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, different jobs out there, we have all got hiring that we do and the type of person we want to bring in. For me, I have this big list of things that I need. Seth and Melissa marked all of those things.
Yeah.
But it wasn't until I got working with them and they started doing other projects and other jobs that I realized, oh, I wish I'd have thought of that. I'm really lucky that they're good at that, or I'm really lucky they're good with this or something. With somebody like Scott, you can't fill those shoes. No. But bringing somebody new in, did you have that perspective of, okay, well, I know what I want, but there are things that Scott did that, man, I'd really like to find somebody that can nail this. And maybe nothing specific. Maybe it's a personality type or something. And I kind of segue from that into the new jail. And I was curious, are we going to make more hires for that once the new jail is up and running? Or do we already have the staff in place for that?
No, we're still working on that.
Okay.
Susanna Wagner, one of our lieutenants in our jail, has done a phenomenal job of overseeing the hiring process for the new jail and all current staff, because, you know, periodically that's been a challenge, not only just with, you know, our sheriff's department, but all over, you know, just getting the corrections. But I think we've done a lot of really good things in Wood County. One, again, bragging about our county board, the jail project itself, moving forward with that, taking that project on and really going, taking an in-depth look at, you know, the why, the needs, and looking forward to the future. All right, so now we're building a jail. The second thing is staffing it. All right, the wage was pretty low. It was pretty competitive with other sheriff's department, but as I mentioned before, once the state budget went through, the corrections officers or prison guards, rightfully so, got a huge pay raise. And that set the tempo, at least a benchmark for, you know, the county. Say, hey, we better step up and try to compete with this. I mean, we're not going to get the exact wage that the prison guards are going to get, but hey, can we get close? And they did. They jumped on it right away. We were probably one of the, at least in central Wisconsin, one of the counties that took action on that to show, hey, you know, this is something we want to keep our current staff and be able to recruit people, because we're going to have to staff our new jail. We're adding 8 new corrections officers. We're still in the process of that. We need to hire about 3 more. So we're still going in a really good direction. And like I said, Susanna, on top of having Lola, does just a phenomenal job staying up on tap on that, with human resources. Just, hey, we're always, you know, taking applications. So if anybody's interested in corrections, I would encourage them to apply. You know, you always can say, okay, no, do some research. It's not for me. But it's a very big part of our team, the law enforcement team. You know, corrections officers they wear a similar uniform, but, you know, they kind of do the same thing that the deputies do. So,
is there, before we're about a minute away from our first break, and then we'll come back and have more with Sheriff Sean Becker here on Midday Magazine. Is there, if somebody's out there listening and they're looking for a new career, they're looking to jump and they've thought about this before, is there a type of person now, is there a type of person that would work, that does work really well in that industry or in that job?
Probably the thing that jumps out at me first is patience. Yeah. You know, you're dealing with people that aren't happy in their surroundings, but working with them and then embracing the opportunities that we continue to look at to provide people that are in custody, as we talked before, you know, and that is probably a struggle for some, at least corrections officers that have been in the field for a long time, the programming, you know, and how much you want to invest in that, and it's a huge need, and you know, believing in that, you know, that's probably, but I think the word that jumps out at me the most is patience.
Yeah, it's great word and a great note. I wouldn't have thought of that, and it made perfect sense as soon as you said it. If people are interested in finding out more, or even throwing in their hat in the ring and everything, reach out to City Hall. Would you
apply? Human Resources.
Human Resources.
Wood County Human Resources online. Fill out an application. They do an awesome job. Whenever anybody sends over an application, they complete the application, we normally interview.
Excellent. We're going to take our first time out. We'll be back with more, another half an hour with Sheriff Sean Becker and our friends from Wisconsin Rapids Community Media here on Midday Magazine at WFHR.